Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're catching up now with head coach of the Pella Christian baseball team, Chris Feinart, following what was a season-ending loss on Saturday to Des Moines Christian by a score of 2-0, and I should say Class 2A number 2 Des Moines Christian. Coach Feinart, before we touch anything in detail about the game itself, let's just talk about the performance of the Eagles as a whole and seeing the improvements that you've seen from them this year. What can you say about the effort your guys gave Saturday night?
Yeah, we talked about that after the game. That game itself, there's really no reason for anybody to hang their heads. I mean, we're going up against one of the top teams in the state, and I got a good feeling we made them pretty nervous. We out-hit them 4-2. Just couldn't come up with a couple of timely hits here and there. But overall, there really wasn't anything you can look back on and say, well, we should have done that, or we should have done, should have did this at that point in the game. But the game just played out the way it played out. They were two runs better than us on that particular night, and on another night it could have very easily gone the other way. So just an overall good game.
And I like the way that you talk on that perspective there. One thing that I wanted to touch on too is you mentioned the way that this game just kind of played out. I want to start with probably the one specific detail there. That first inning, a great start for the Eagles. Tyson DeVries with that double to left field, and it felt like the momentum was going to be in your guys' favor, and they're able to come back and get three outs in a row and not allow Tyson to move from second. How do you feel like that top of the first inning maybe affected the momentum of the rest of that game?
Yeah, I don't know if it really affected momentum or not. In my mind, I figured if we were going to win, obviously I don't think it was going to be an 8-7 game by any means. We haven't hit well enough against good pitching to score 8 runs, and I thought if Des Moines Christian scored 7 runs, they were going to probably beat us, 7-3, 7-4 if we're lucky. So I was kind of thinking it was going to be a low scoring game, and you're kind of playing the low scoring game thought process in your mind. Looking back, I questioned myself should I have bunted the runner, Tyson over to third and let Caleb try to make contact like he normally does? You can question things, for the next month, but we had our top two hitters for the season were up to bat, and their pitchers just made good pitches. Luke was trying to at least go to the right side with a baseball. Didn't quite get it done. I think he fielded it pretty close to second base. We couldn't advance. Caleb hits a fly ball. Even if we had advanced the guy to third, I don't know if we score him. I've got a kid in center field that throws 90 mile an hour, so I'm sure the throw probably would have beat him. It just would have been whether it was online. So, like I said, there's really not much we're going to hang our heads about or question. They played a great game, and Oliver threw a heck of a game, as did our pitchers.
You led me right to where I was going. Again, we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian baseball team, Chris Feinart. Again, that transition there by you was masterful, coach, but the pitching effort you guys got from Grant Kelderman and Trevor Veenstra, and Grant's a guy who's gone through some up and downs on the mound this year. Trevor's been Trevor just about as steady as could be, but this outing, you get a great showing. They limit Des Moines Christian to just 2 hits. Unfortunately, that leads to the 2 runs, but what can you just say about what those two guys brought Saturday night?
Oh, they did exactly what they needed to do to keep us in the game and at least give us a shot. There was a lot, and I say a lot of thought ever since we beat Albia, as to who exactly we were going to pitch. I'm sure there probably weren't too many other teams that pitched a kid. I can't remember what it was that their starting pitcher had an ERA in the 6 range or something like that. But when you play in the Little Hawkeye Conference, all it takes is a couple of bad games against some 4A teams and your ERA is not going to look very, very good. But I tell you what, Grant pitched his heart out. He had his slider working, which we knew he could do. And it's hard for a kid like that to keep the confidence up when you've tried to pitch your best and some of those conference teams get the best of you. So I give a lot of credit to Grant. He he went out there, he pitched his heart out, he gave us everything we needed. The only run they scored off of him was in the first inning on a with two outs on a wild pitch. And when you throw a lot of sliders, that is one of the, you know, things that can happen. If you throw a low slider at the knees, it can pop in front of the catcher and get away. So, Trevor was Trevor. Just rear back and throw it. I mean, we had 11 strikeouts, which is pretty good against a really good 2A, you know, number two in the state team. So, yeah, the two of them, they did everything and more, kept us right in it, and we just couldn't get enough runs ourselves. So,
and you mentioned Trevor there at the end. I'm glad you left him for the second part of that answer, because I want to lead that into our final question here about the seniors. You graduate seven. I know that some got to play more than others, but all of them playing a huge role in this season. I think of especially that core group of four who was out there all season long with Luke Feinart, Caleb Van Arendonk, Tyson DeVries, and Trevor Veenstra, and even beyond just what they did on the field this season, what they did off the field with recruiting players to come out and play this year. What can you just say about this group of seven seniors and what they mean to you?
Yeah, well, on this group of seniors, you know, obviously I have a son in that class, so I've had a personal connection with them since they've been in about fourth grade. So it means a little more to me maybe than another, you know, any other senior class. But there's all kinds of different, you know, roles that they bring to the team. Like you say, four of them played quite a bit, but that's not to diminish what, you know, like Isaiah Breams and Traven Monin, they didn't probably play as much as they would have liked to have played, but they came out after, you know, not playing since junior high. And both of them were just super teammates. I mean, if everybody was as good a teammate as those two, you know, you're never going to have any drama on the team or, you know, players not getting along. Trey was a kind of like what they say, a hype guy. He gets the team fired up. Isaiah just leads with a quiet leadership, you know. And the players that played, you know, like Tyson not playing since junior high, he's just a natural gifted athlete. And, you know, to see him bat over 300 after not playing for 3 years is amazing. Caleb and Luke and Trevor, they've been the three that have played all the way through high school. Couldn't ask any more from them. Caleb and Luke, especially with the bat, you know, they've led our team all year in hitting, both of them. Their stats have been eerily similar. I mean, down to the exact same number of at-bats, runs, almost hits. I think they were one off in number of hits. And, you know, Trevor with his pitching, kind of started using him as an opener at the end of the year. And that worked pretty well. I can't say enough about all of them. Keegan Fatma's the seventh senior. He's our manager. It was great to see him get to go into the JV game and start the JV game on senior night. And wouldn't you know it, the first two ground balls went right to him and he made both plays. So it's just a feel-good story. Going to miss these guys. And we hope that the juniors and sophomores kind of, you know, notice how these seniors act, how you're supposed to, you know. None of them were super vocal, I would say. They weren't vocal leaders, but their actions and how they play baseball was the right way to do it. And I hope everybody noticed.
Coach Feinart, as always, we appreciate all that you do with Pelican Christian Baseball. We appreciate your time and wish you the best of luck as you enter the off season. And I know here soon you're going to be moving Luke into the University of Iowa. But again, appreciate your time as always. And look forward to many more conversations about Eagles baseball.
Yep, thanks a lot for all you've done this year, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was head coach of the Pelican Christian Baseball team, Chris Feinart, here on today's Landley Radio Sports page.